For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. 150 homes have been destroyed in Los Angeles County. This resident explains why.
When the wind kicks up, the stuff catches fire and then they can't control it.
Many famous people have reportedly lost their homes in Malibu. So far, one death has been reported in that area. Further north, in the city of Paradise, they're now calling it the most destructive wildfire in California history. The campfire has destroyed the town. More than 6,700 structures are gone, and 10 people are dead. Patients at the Feather River Hospital barely made it out alive. More than 3,000 people have been displaced, and at least 30 are still missing.
I watched my house in the rearview mirror burning up. It was in my backyard when we evacuated. So, yeah, everything's gone.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of My Doctor Suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allen Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents have been serving inspection notices and arresting suspected undocumented workers at 98 7-Eleven stores in 17 states and Washington, D.C. According to Bloomberg, ICE and federal prosecutors in Brooklyn, New York, are engaged in criminal investigations of multiple franchises. 7-Eleven, the world's largest convenience chain store, has become the highest-profile target of a sweeping corporate immigration crackdown by President Trump. In Florida, the vote count is so close, state law has triggered an automatic recount in the Senate and governor's races. Republican Ron DeSantis says he's preparing to take office and has already appointed a transition team.
Supervisors of election from across the state submitted their election returns to the Secretary of State. Those results are clear and unambiguous, and I am honored by the trust that Floridians have placed in me to serve as your next governor.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Could a secret code word save your kid's life? That may have happened in Arizona. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
Police in Arizona say a lesson learned at home may have prevented the abduction of a 10-year-old girl last week. A man driving a white SUV allegedly pulled up next to the girl and her friend as they were walking, saying her brother had been injured in an accident, asking her to get in his car. That's when Brenda James says her daughter asked the man for a code word, which he didn't know, and the man drove off. The mom says she just come up with that code word.
We just talked about people that can pick you up and people who can't pick you up, and in just in that crazy emergency, it saved my daughter's life.
Police say the girl was unharmed, and they're still looking for the suspect. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
USA Radio's Tim Berg reports from the ISM Raceway in Phoenix.
Bubba Wallace is the driver of the number 43 car for Richard Petty Motorsports. Ask him what it means to have the Air Force paint scheme on his car this Veterans Day weekend.
It means a lot. I mean, thankful for the opportunity, one, to be driving for the King, and two, to be representing the Air Force colors and the brand. So I'm excited about that. We can get to do a lot of cool things and see a different side of the world that you wouldn't typically see, and see the background of what goes into the military and how they keep us safe and allow our freedom. So super exciting partnership. I've been loving every second of it. One of the best paint schemes here today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.